My friends, it was an absolutely crazy weekend in the Washington State Legislature. But just because a whole bunch of bad stuff passed doesn't mean the fun's over. Joining us now to discuss more bad bills that are coming your way, our friend Julie Barrett from Conservative Ladies of America and Conservative Ladies of Washington. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Hey, it's great to be back with you.
Always a pleasure. So let's go through some of these bad bills. You guys send out these great emails. And by the way, my friends, if you are not on her email list, you should get on it right away over at their website. House Bill 1052, expanding Washington's definition of hate crimes to include Republicans. Oh, I meant all or in substantial part. What does that exactly mean when they say that?
Well, so the original version of the bill said all or in part, and then they added in substantial part, which I went and kind of went down the rabbit hole on this word substantial, because that got a Republican to vote for it. It's modeled after California's hate crime bill, which I don't know why we would think modeling hate crime bills after California is a good thing, but it's more just word salad, and it doesn't, I also asked our friend Bill Kirk over at Washington Gun Law, what, you know, he's a lawyer, what does that mean? He says nothing. It really has zero teeth. So it didn't change the bill. It didn't make it any better. This basically gives them broad authority to, you know, make a thought a hate crime.
Thought. Interesting, because I know that in a lot of our religions, the thought thing isn't the problem. It's the action thing is the problem. And then they're going to try and prescribe intent or assign intent to somebody where there is no intent. It's absolutely, absolutely crazy. Isn't this just a, well, we don't like your opinion and it offends me and I'm triggered, so I want you to go to jail?
That's exactly what this is doing. And I mean, we see that in Washington all the time, and the judicial system is captured. So this is going to make things really worse, really bad for Republicans, as you mentioned.
Now, here's something crazy. And Julie, you probably didn't expect to hear this from me, being that I'm the Jewish guy who talks about anti-Semitism all the time. But I think hate crime designation is stupid because it's one of the hardest things to prove. And then all the charges get dropped. Why don't we just charge assault? Why don't we just charge vandalism? Why don't we just charge property destruction? And instead, when we're trying to assign a tent, it's always one of the first things that's dropped anyway. It's crazy.
Well, isn't all crime really birthed from hate anyway?
That's a fair point.
I mean, that would make all crime hate crime.
Very good. Very true. This is why we have you on the show, Julie. Deep thoughts like that one. Moving on to
my deep thoughts.
Not like Kamala Harris. That's a whole different kind of deep thoughts. Moving on to Senate Bill 5189, competency-based education rooted in DEI ideology, equity-based equalizing students downward. So hang on. That's how you guys got it right here. I got a question, Julie. Do you know a single school that got better when they instituted DEI?
Not a single one.
Okay. So we know that what happens is when they institute DEI, they're taking something else out of the curriculum. But in addition to that, they're pushing the stuff that's telling every kid's a racist, every kid is a white supremacist. And as a result, these kids are having depression, anxiety, you name it. So what do we do about this one?
Well, so I want people to understand, because competency-based education, that sounds really good. Like, we want our students to be competent, right? But what this is doing is, because we know that Washington students are not meeting standards in math, this is actually providing those students who aren't meeting the academic standards other pathways to graduate if they're not, you know, getting the reading, math, and science down. This gives them other ways to get through the door for graduation. And, you know, and it does. It's that DEI ideology. It's dumbing everybody down to the lowest level. And it really hurts your gifted students, which we've seen in Washington. You know, they've tried doing away with, and I think some districts have done away with their gifted program.
Yeah.
And so this really hurts the students who are, you know, who are naturally bright and or the ones that are just working their butts off because they want to go somewhere in life.
It's insane. Now, the next two we have here are Senate Bill 5068 and 5077. Now, I think they're actually related because the first one allows non-citizens to work in Washington, including in positions like prosecutors. So somebody who could come here illegally is now going to prosecute you for crimes, and then expanding the automatic voter registration in Washington state. We literally had a sex offender register a white panel van, and if he registered a vehicle, that means likely he's registered to vote. This all kind of ties together, doesn't it?
Right, and yes, absolutely it does, because they're opening up these social benefits like food stamps and medical care and things like that up to illegal immigrants. And so when they go to register for something like Apple Care or food stamps or something like that, they will automatically be registered to vote.
Bonkers crazy. Absolutely bonkers crazy. This is the insane stuff you need to keep an eye on, because I know everybody thinks some of the worst stuff has passed, but some of it is still to come. Now, if you want to say no to any of these bills, and we're talking about House Bill 1052, which is this hate crimes nonsense, if you can't remember the number, this DEI nonsense, Senate Bill 5189, this business with allowing non-citizens to work and be automatically registered to vote, 5068 and 5077, you call legislative hotline 1-800-562-6000. That's 1-800-562-6000, and just say no. And my friends, if you can't remember all these bills, just say no to everything the Democrats are supporting, because there's nothing good out there, and it'll just make your life easier. So that phone number one more time is 1-800-562-6000. Julie, give us your website one more time so people can find out more about you guys and subscribe to your newsletter as I do.
Yes, conservativeladiesofwa.com, and they can find us on all social media platforms, Conservative Ladies of Washington and Conservative Ladies of America.
Julie Barrett from Conservative Ladies of America and Conservative Ladies of Washington, thank you so much for joining us today, and thank you so much for being such a great resource throughout this legislative cycle. We wouldn't be able to do this without you.
Well, thanks so much for having me. It's fun to be with you.
Always a pleasure. We got a whole lot more to discuss as the show continues. You're listening to the Ari Hoffman Show on Talk Radio 570 KVI.